Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, if you're watching the news, and even if you're not, you've probably already heard that we have started the airstrikes, and they are striking in Syria. And none of us wants war. There is no doubt about that. None of us wants war, but we also can't have what's been going on happening. I'm not a military person. I don't know the best way to handle it. But I can kind of see that the things that are going down are probably not the best. But we need to be in prayer for our young men and women that are over there in this mess, in the thicket. But I thought I would try and bring a little bit of this to you. And then some other things that I thought were kind of interesting. So I've titled today's show, Wars and Lies. You know, we've been lied to many times. Not just concerning this conflict with ISIS or ISIL or whatever you want to call them and anything that's gone on in the Middle East in the last many years. But we've been lied to a lot by our politicians. So today's title of the show is Wars and Lies. Well, it says here in this article, and this is coming from Newsmax, that the U.S. partners start their airstrikes in Syria. And, of course, this started yesterday morning about 8:30. P.M. Eastern time. The strikes were carried out by manned Air Force and Navy aircraft, and the Tomahawk missiles were launched from U.S. ships in the northern Persian Gulf and the Red Sea. The aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush is in the Gulf. Some of the airstrikes were against Islamic State Group headquarters in Raqqa in eastern Syria. And military officials have said that the U.S. would target militants, command and control centers, resupply facilities, training camps, and other key logistical sites. We will be prepared to strike ISIL targets in Syria that degrade ISIL's capabilities, and that's coming from the Army General Martin Dempsey. This won't look like a shock and awe campaign because that's simply not how ISIL is organized, but it will be a persistent and sustainable campaign. He goes on to say, and Defense Secretary Hagel says that the plan includes targeted actions against ISIL, safe havens in Syria, including its command and control logistics capabilities and infrastructure. So it has started, my friends, and what will happen is yet to be seen what will come of this. We know that you don't win an airstrike. There's only one way to win an airstrike only without any combat. And that would be the ultimate bomb that would destroy everything without anybody stepping foot. That's the only way to do it. By air only. Otherwise, you have to go in with boots on the ground. And, of course, Maxine Waters says that there's no boots on the ground, there's not a war. But it kind of looked like war to me yesterday when I was watching it. Now, I found this, you know, I've kind of been into the ironies lately, but I found a little bit of humor. Everybody writes a book, everybody's selling a book, and everybody wants you to buy their books. And this is coming from Dick Morris. He has written a book and co-authored with Eileen McCann. She's his co-author. And it was just a few weeks ago that we had a statement from Dick Moore saying, you know, he wouldn't be surprised if Obama resigned. Well, in this book, he's pointing at Obama has a secret agenda. You know, this man probably gets more credit that is really due him. Not that he hasn't done bad things. Not that he hasn't made numerous mistakes. Not that I don't disagree with his politics or his way of governing. But my folks, we've been going down this wrong road, this path, for a very long time. And I don't believe he's quite as old as what the path has been trotted on. But I thought I would share this because it didn't make sense to me when I read the title. I do agree with a lot of what he is saying here, Dick Morris and Eileen McGann, but to blame it all on Obama, to try and put him in the head of it, I'm not sure that I'm with that. But he says, what is Obama's real end game? Now, I'm not sure he really has one. I think he's reactionary. I think he does have an agenda. I think he is more of a socialist, communist, than he is believes in a democracy or a democratic republic. That's obvious that he doesn't care for that because he wants to run by big government. But then who up there in D.C. isn't trying to run by big government? It's not just him. It says the power grab, Morris warns, that America's at a crossroads. Well, I agree with that. We are at a crossroads, but I think we're always at a crossroads somewhere along the line. We could choose the path of the founding fathers and keep a strong constitutional government that thrives on our bipartisan spirit, or opt for a President Barack Obama's dream, a nation ruled by one political party with a far-left agenda. Well, we've been being ruled that way before he was even president. It has gotten worse, but, you know, when that snowball starts coming down the hill, coming down the mountain, it's going to pick up size and speed. And that's what has happened. In my opinion, in Beth's opinion. Morris writes that almost all of Obama's key initiatives and agendas and agenda items have one common theme. They seek to turn America into a banana republic ruled by one party by putting the Republican Party out of business. Well, have they put the Republican Party out of business, or has the Republican Party put themselves out of business? Look at their agenda. Look at the things that they promote. Look how they speak one way at elections and then do something totally different. Let me remind you that in the state of Missouri, Claire McCaskill is on the Democrat, we'll call her the left side, and Roy Blunt, he thinks he wants us to believe he's a conservative, he's a Republican on the so-called right side, pretty much vote the same way. Pretty much always vote big government. Both of them came out, they were adamant. They were angry about the scandal over the vets. But both of them voted to demean the pensions for the vets. Both of them. Don't forget, look at these voting records before you listen to their words out of their mouths. Because it's wars and lies, my friends. Well, he says that that they're going to put the Republican Party out of business, effectively ending America's long bipartisan system of government. Well, you know, the founding fathers warned about a two-party system. They warned against it. So, did we ignore the founding fathers? He says that's a dire warning from the best-selling author and political insider, Dick Morris. Now, this is written by, Jim Myers is the writer of this article. The authors have a convincing case that Obama has an overarching strategy in pushing his liberal agenda. One that grabs power from our traditional and bipartisan institutions in favor of a single party, his Democratic Party. You know, for those of you out there that are registered Democrats, if I was you, I would take offense. I would take offense to what they've done to your party, just like the Republicans need to take offense to what the elite have done to their party. Both parties, they're not supposed to be enemies. We're supposed to be working for the common goal of liberty. You never hear that from them. You never hear that from them. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Eight. It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training, Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I've titled today's show, Wars and Lies. We started out talking about that we are in war. We are, regardless of what Maxine Watersake's war, the definition of war is, we are in war whenever we're bombing another nation or another person or entities or whatever you want to call ISIL or ISIS. I don't want to refer to them as a nation because they really are not. But Dick Moore, some time ago, and I know that I mentioned that on the air because I thought he must be crazy, because he said, you know, Obama might actually resign over the scandals. I don't remember which scandal was supposed to be the straw that broke the camel's back, but he has now written a book, The Power Grab, Obama's Dangerous Plan for a One-Party Nation, is the title of the book. You know, everybody writes a book. Everybody wants you to buy their book. Everybody's an expert. I would tell you right here and right now, I'm not. I'm not an expert. But some things are just common. And you can kind of see the handwriting on the wall, so to speak. The lies that are perpetrated out of D.C., to hide their scandals, to hide their lies. You know, you can only hide a lie for so long. You just keep piling more lies on. You're going to get found out. The issue is, when you're found out, are the American people going to do anything about it? Or are we just going to go back and reelect them again? Well, he's claiming, and his co-author, Eileen McGann, they're claiming that Obama is trying to push for a one-party nation and do away with the Republican Party. Well, I have no doubt that they'd love to do that. I have no doubt the Republican Party would love to do that. But then who would they fight with, by golly? Where would the competition be? It says, according to Morris and McGahn, Obama has promulgated his plan by, and these are how he has initiated his plan, implementing the biggest power grab of all in Obamacare, one that creates a new permanent dependency class. It does do that. But the people bought it hook, line, and sinker in some respects. I don't think any of us like it. But where did we get off buying the idea the government has anything to do or say or control or regulate, mandate, stipulate your health care? Which, when you get down to it, it isn't about health care. It's about forced insurance. Number two, he says, pushing for immigration reform that will quickly tip the delicate balance of power in favor of Democrats, giving them a permanent lock on the White House. Isn't that something? We have a caller from Michigan. We have George. George, how are you today?
Good. Do you know about what?
Do I know about what?
The website Michelle is a man YouTube search engine.
Your phone is cutting out. I can't really hear you. You can try and call back or something. We can't hear you. It's cutting out. Okay, we're gonna wait on that call. So he says here, number two, pushing for immigration reform that will quickly tip the delicate balance power in favor of the Democrats, giving them permanent lock on the White House. Well, we know that the immigration is all about votes because they manipulate when they're going to make these decisions according to when an election's coming up. They've already kind of put that off now because, you know, we have an election coming up. Pushing red states aside by gaining federal control over state-run education systems using like the Common Core curriculum. Most states have bought into that hook, line, and sinker because, you know, these things come with the carrot. But I haven't talked to a teacher yet that approved of it. Asserting more control over private business by granting the EPA global governance in the name of climate change, affecting every aspect of our lives. Well, let's see. Where was Obama when the EPA came to be? How can you possibly blame that totally and completely on him? Is he using it? Oh, yes. But hasn't all of them used it? The bureaucracy that is running this nation is so dishonoring to our founding fathers. Blocking energy independence, thereby slowing economic growth and breeding for dependency. Gutting welfare reform and keeping millions on the dole. We have spent $22 trillion in the last 50 years fighting the war on poverty, and we have more people on the government dole now than ever before. We're not helping them become independent. We're keeping them slavery. We're keeping them enslaved. We're keeping them down. Turning over regulation of the Internet to the United Nations. The author's right. Obama is a left-wing president. There's no doubt about that. He is. Who is desperately determined to impose the radical agenda to transform our, and here's where they're wrong, our democratic government and free market economy into his socialist-style idea before leaving office in 2016. We are a republic government. We're supposed to be. He's a president who is obsessively fixated on keeping the left in permanent power by turning our two-party system into a one-party monopoly. He is close to achieving that goal. Only you can stop him, they say. We have George back. George, how are you today?
Yes, I think we have a better connection this time.
This is a little better.
Okay. Does your audience know about the website Michelle is a Man YouTube search engine?
I don't know that they do or not. I don't talk about that because we can't prove something like that, and it really isn't going to help us to go that direction, George.
Well, I was hoping that to expose the lie of a first lady, that might help expose all the other lies.
But we can't expose a lie that we can't prove, and it really isn't going to do us any good. So we're not going to go that direction, George. I thank you for the call. We have plenty of lies. We have plenty of white paper and black ink to prove that these folks have been lying to us. We don't need to go that direction at all, in my opinion. We have, you know, we've talked about this war in Syria. We started the airstrikes yesterday. And I have here two articles that are pertaining to that. And one is Tony Blair. He's given his stamp of approval, you know. He says we're doing the right thing, but he goes on and says we can't do it without boots on the ground. You know, it's got to have the boots on the ground. And then Giuliani, he's speaking out about the, he calls them the lone wolves in Iran are bigger threats than ISIS. Because ISIS is telling people to go out on their own. And you can't follow an army like that if you've got them scattered and they're doing this and doing that here and there and scattered around. And he said it's going to be harder to fight. He says in the long run, Iran may be the bigger threat than ISIS because they are sending people out as individuals. I don't know. I'm not a military person. I just know this is my thoughts. We created this mess. The old saying, you've made your bed, now you got to lie in it. We created this mess. We made these enemies. There's never going to be peace there. And who are we to try and force it? Which we know wasn't really about peace anyway. We don't even want peace here. We want our republic to become a dictatorship. And that's pretty much what has happened. We can claim the structure of what our founding fathers put in place. But when you get right down to it, big government is ruling. So we're going to call it king government in D.C. occupiers, because it's all of them, with an exception of a few that are dictating, mandating, pushing bureaucracy where you have no representation. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. the Trifecta for $40, and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags, available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Title today, The Wars and the Lies. And in looking at this, in all these articles that I have, you wouldn't believe what I get. I tell you, you just wouldn't believe all the articles that come across. I can't even look at all of them. I just can't. I mean, there's no way there's not enough minutes or hours in the day. Well, this isn't really a revelation, but they're kind of acting like it is. And this is coming from the Daily Signal, and Kelsey Harkness has written this article. Conservatives decree Obamacare's hidden abortion coverage. Well, we know that it's covering abortion. We know that. And we've known that all along, as far as I know. I've never doubted it. But he did claim in 2009, they have his words, in 2009, in an address to Congress, President Obama said the government would not use taxpayer dollars to fund elective abortions as part of the Affordable Care Act. Under our plan, no federal dollars will be used to fund abortions and federal conscience laws will remain in place. The conscience laws. What does that mean? Whose conscience? Apparently not the little sisters of the poor. Apparently not Hobby Lobby.
apparently not our brothers and sisters in the Amish world. Whose conscience? They will say anything to get their way, to push their legislation, to get the money from the lobbyists, to cut the deals. They will say anything and do anything. Many of them would sell their soul to the devil if they haven't already done so. So we're dealing with bureaucracy, and that's what Obamacare is going to become. It's just going to become a huge drain on our economy and on the people. A drain of your money, a drain of your rights, a drain of your conscience, apparently. Well, they want you to know that this is what's going down. Well, I never doubted it. I never doubted it. I always thought that's what they were doing. You know, the Democrats stand up and claim there's a war against the women. And yet they insult us by acting like the only thing we care about is having our birth control paid for by other people. That we don't care about businesses. We don't care about jobs. We don't care about morality. We don't care about family. They've got another thing coming. Well, a few weeks ago, I had Jay Lehrer on. Jay Lehrer. And he had his five-year plan to get rid of the EPA. Well, we've already heard what the EPA is doing in this plan to bring us down. We have already seen what the EPA has done to farming, to ranching, to industry, to businesses, to communities. Policing us, that's what the bureaucracy does. They police us. They make up more rules and regulations, and then they tell you that you have to do this, you have to do that. Well, in all honesty, you don't. They have no authority under the Constitution to do these things to us. Yet we give them that authority. Well, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's just been privileged all over the place. You know, he's a good actor. I wouldn't want him representing me in any other way, though. The memo to Leonardo DiCaprio, climate change reform would hurt people. United Nations Secretary General, I don't know if I can say his name, Ban Ki-moon, recently designated actor Leonardo DiCaprio as a UN messenger of peace for climate change, touting him as a credible voice in the environmental movement. Now, I wonder what his credentials are in the environmental movement. He likes to hug a tree. What are his credentials? Upon receiving this designation, DiCaprio, who will give an acceptance speech at this week's climate summit in New York City, said he feels, are you ready for this? A moral obligation to speak out at this key moment in human history. It is a moment for action. How we respond to the climate crisis in the coming years will likely determine the fate of humanity on our planet. And our planet. Wow. From actor to high-ranking scientist and preacher on climate change, he has a moral obligation to speak out. Well, so do I, Leo. So do I. Can a Hollywood actor be a credible source for when it comes to something as complex as climate science? Well, perhaps. However, simply being a popular Hollywood actor does not in and of itself
make one an expert on climate change. In fact, it should raise a lot of red flags when people start turning to Hollywood for credible information. You know, they're always creditable. You know, do you remember when they had all those little moments after school and they were talking to our children? These are people that can't keep a family together and they're telling you how to raise your kids. We've seen what some of them have done. And they're going to tell you how to raise your children, but they get paid big bucks to do that. They want him because he's a popular face, a popular actor. He can act that moral obligation and speak it well, can't he? Well, this article is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, and Scott Blakeman is the writer of it, and I really think he's done a good job with this. He says, the truth is, the dire predictions, now we have said this before with Marita, if you remember, the dire predictions that were once made by climate change alarmists, well, they're always being made, haven't come to fruition. Not a one of them, not a one of their prophecies and predictions have happened. Not one. But by golly, we're in a determine the fate of humanity and our planet, according to Leo. Data simply does not show that the climate has been getting warmer, wetter, or wilder at the accelerating pace some predicted it would. All the climate summits in the world and all the marches and rallies may ironically increase the collective carbon footprint, but they won't change reality. However, he goes on to say, drastic measures taken in to combat climate change could harm economic growth. Increased environmental regulations, carbon taxes, and cap and trade schemes all harm the economy. But you never hear anybody mention that. And he goes on to say that here. Where is the indignation from Hollywood over the harm these policies and others like them inflict on people who struggle simply to afford electricity and other sources of needed energy, who struggle simply to afford to go to one of their movies and buy a bag of popcorn? Where's the outrage for Hollywood then for the people, the little people, their little fans, who apparently don't deserve to make a living? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, Wars and Lies, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Abigail Adams said, a patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing.
Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Henby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Henby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Henby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Henby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Henby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Henby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Henby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Henby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking wars and lies. And I have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today? Are you there, Bill?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can now. Okay. How are you doing today?
I was talking to you and you weren't hearing me for a second there.
Well,
I was going to talk about the political party, but you were talking about such interesting stuff here. I'll make a little comment about the climate change hoax.
You think that one's one of the lies? Is that one of the lies we're being forced to believe?
Oh, yeah. They're trying to make us believe. But anybody that can see beyond the tip of their nose knows that carbon dioxide is good, not bad. It's God's plan. Plants and trees use it, and they exhale oxygen that animals and people use. And that's God's plan, and it works wonderfully well and always has. The only people is pushing this global warming hoaxes are the atheists. Now I'll talk about the political parties you were talking about. We've had one political party for a long time.
They
now,
just have two names.
Branches, and they're called the Republican branch and the Democratic branch. So I'm certainly no Democrat, but I will run a few things by that's happened under Republican presidents. I'll go back to Dwight Eisenhower. First of all, that's where health, education, and welfare. Now, I will say that most of the time those Republican presidents were dealing with Democrat Congresses, but they didn't have to. They could have vetoed these things, you see, and they didn't do it. And so at first it was called HEW, and then, of course, once you get a bureaucracy going, they always spin off into their own each one's individually eventually, and then you got the Department of Health, and then you got the Department of Education, and then you got the Department of Welfare. That was Eisenhower back in the 50s, and then Richard Nixon was president when the EPA came into existence. Now, he was dealing with a Democrat Congress, but he didn't, again, he didn't veto it, and so we're stuck with the EPA. And then Ronald Reagan, which I think is the best president we've had in my lifetime, well, maybe in this century, last century, but again, he let them get away with talking him into amnesty for these foreign aliens, and then that just...
And another promise that he made was that he was going to do away with the Department of Education, and it got bigger under his administration.
Yeah, when he was running for president, he said he would do away with the Department of Education. And then I don't know whether he changed his mind after they shot him or not. But you didn't hear much more about things like that after they shot him, so that might have had something to do with it. And then old Bush, he's the one that I think his administration even came up with the Clean Air Act. So that we can't use our own coal. You know, and we've got, I can't remember what, 1,000 years worth of coal in Missouri, our own coal?
Yes.
Or 3,000, it's one or the other, and I haven't read it for a long time, but it's at least 1,000, it might be as much as 3,000 years of coal. And we used to use it in this, use our own coal in this state and to generate our electricity, but then the Clean Air Act put a stoppers to that, so... It's terrible, and I enjoy your show, and I'll get off and let someone else get in.
I appreciate it, Bill.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You know, to go on with this with Leo, he's younger. He's enough younger than me. I can call him Leo. You know, they don't seem to, in Hollywood, they're always telling us what to do. They're always telling us, giving us advice on how to live, and we see their lives, for the majority of them, just absolutely falling apart. Which tells you right there, money doesn't do anything, does it? The increased economic activity is one of the ways to improve the quality of life for people in America and across the globe, but there will be less access to jobs, hospitals, schools, and businesses if excessive carbon emissions, regulations, and other such schemes are enacted. If Leo has his way, and the UN has their way, and all these, as my predecessor called them, greedy weenies, have their way, we're done. We can't let them have their way, folks. We have to start standing up, and we have to start putting our foot down. You know, sometimes mom's just had enough. Stomp the foot and say, go to your room. You're done. Think about what you've done. Think about what you've done. Think about how many people are going to be affected by your lies. Well, I don't know where Leo gets his credibility on climate change, where he became a scientist. I don't know. He probably doesn't even know what the dirt needs to be for one crop to the next. Well, anyway, he goes on in his article here. Perhaps this is why the top leaders of countries such as China and India are skipping the summit. These countries have some of the largest populations, segments of which do not have reliable access to energy and emit much of the world's carbon. Now, we've heard from Marita, and she has told us that, you know, we have the cleanest air, and yet we have the most punishment. Their absence from this week's climate summit is telling, he says. Instead of being a messenger of peace, DiCaprio should aim to be a messenger of the market. The free market can improve people's lives and create opportunity and prosperity and simultaneously help with stewarding the environment. That idea probably wouldn't mesh with DiCaprio's progressive inklings, but it would actually help people live better lives. We have Royce from Nebraska. We're just about out of time. Royce, how are you today?
Oh, fine.
What's on your mind?
You brought up a little bit about EPA regulations being imposed on us. And I just recently reread those articles last year about the U.S. corporation.
Yes.
Well, with that in mind, I just talked to an agronomist on Friday, and he was telling me how, as a result of the Clean Water Act of 1973, the states had contracted with EPA to enforce these regulations upon us.
Amazing, isn't it?
And with the knowledge that all the states incorporated and the government is incorporated, and the reason why our elected officials ignore our wishes.
Yes, they don't answer to us anymore, do they?
No, because of the corporation. So I guess until the point we get that people understand that there's corporate government and then the constitutional government that's dormant, this endless myriad of regulations is just going to continue to be imposed.
You're right. Royce, we're out of time. Thank you so much for your call. And we are putting those articles together. Tony is working on putting all those incorporated articles together, and we will have them in a booklet. You know, folks, it's time that we have our war against the lies that are being perpetrated from D.C. upon the people of the United States of America, the Republic. It's time that we stand together, hold hands, and bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Do you believe in magic?
Now you see it.
Now you don't. The real magic of control is now you see it, now you don't, and your freedoms are gone. Richard Mack, gleaning from his wisdom and experience, titled his newest book, The Magic of Gun Control, knowing there is no such thing as magic, but only planned and thought-out illusions. We're being fed illusions when government officials tell us gun control will make and keep us safer. We're being fed illusions as truth when officials try to make us believe that the bad guys will obey their gun laws and restrictions. It is with years of experience that Sheriff Mack knows the only magic in gun control is when the Second Amendment is honored, and that America is truly free. Order The Magic of Gun Control today. Send $22 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Order The Magic of Gun Control today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.